Bob, obviously the Gary Ablett story regarding Gold Coast is a very big one in terms of how the rest of his future looks. Well, they took a significant step, the Gold Coast Suns, to shoring up what the next decade and beyond looks like on Friday night at the National Draft, with a clutch of players taken in that first 10 who are going to be the backbone of this football team for quite some time. And in the middle of it all, at pick number 4, was a young man by the name of Ben Ainsworth, who a lot of clubs were talking about for a long, long, long time. He's now a Gold Coast Sun. He spoke to Kevin last week and before he was picked up, and he's been good enough to give us a few minutes of his time after. G'day, Benny, and congratulations, mate.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
What since Friday night, what's your life look like? How have you? Have you found a place to live? When did you move up there? What contact have you had with the footy club? What's your life look like in the last sort of 6 days?
Yeah, so obviously coming out of the draft on Friday night, we went home to our respective homes, and Saturday night was just with family and friends, and then obviously Sunday coming up to the Gold Coast and introduced to a few players, and I personally am staying with Tuuk Miller and Peter Wright.
Yep.
And then off to training on Monday, and it's been a pretty busy transition, but it's been an enjoyable one too.
You're obviously a young fella. I mean, we're lucky enough to know with somebody who's worked with somebody in here who's watched you, play your junior footy up at the Gibby Power, and you're a young man who clearly loves home, and you're very fond of where you live and the people that you've grown up with. How big a wrench was it for you to go from your hometown of Morwell to the Gold Coast Suns? Is that something you feel like you're going to take in your stride?
Yeah, definitely. I think you can't really dwell on an opportunity like this. It's something you have to embrace and take upon the challenge, and it's one that I'm willing to take upon, and I look forward to what lies ahead.
When you first walked in, Ben, did it feel like just another footy club? We've been talking a bit about the impact that maybe Gary Ablett's had on laying down a culture for the Gold Coast Suns, and that's not something I'm going to ask you because you wouldn't know. You've only just been there for a second. But when you walked into the joint, did it just have that footy club feel about the place?
Yeah, definitely. The boys were pretty welcoming on the first day. They all gave us a warm welcome with heaps of boys in the locker room, giving us a clap and whatnot. But it definitely feels like we're at home almost at the moment because the boys are so young and welcoming. And there's still a few little nerves there, here and there, but I guess we'll settle in time.
What's your kind of aspiration and aim through your first pre-season up there, Ben, in terms of kind of putting down your own marker at that footy club? What are you going to try and do to the very best of your ability before we get to the point where the first team of the year is going to be picked?
Yeah, well, I guess it's just earning the respect of players and staff first and foremost, and then as well as concentrating on some good football and learning as much as possible off the likes of Gary Ablett, Aaron Hall, and Cal Archer, who's transitioned pretty well from his first year into his second year. So it's just a learning environment at the moment, and I'll put my best foot forward to have selection in round one.
Do you already start looking at a bloke like Tommy Lynch and thinking, if I can get to the foot of the big fella about 30 times a game, I'm going to be okay? Do you already start imagining what your role on game day is going to look like?
Yeah, I have a little bit. It's very exciting to be playing alongside Tom Lynch and 2 metre Peter. So, exciting times ahead, and hopefully that opportunity arises and take it with both hands.
Talking to Benny Ainsworth, who was taken pick 4 by the Gold Coast Suns last Friday night. You've obviously got, great natural instincts inside forward 50 and in the front half of the ground, Ben. Everybody's seen you do that for quite some time, and you're highly regarded at that. Some people say he's just got to work a little bit more on his tank. If he just wants to add that ability to go through the midfield more often, that's the one area you've got to work on. A, do you agree with that assessment? And B, what do you actually do about it?
I've worked pretty endlessly over the past couple of months, just working on my endurance. I think I got a 14.4 beep at the draft combine. So, it's something that it was a goal at the start of the year to improve on, and I think I've done that so far. But always got to keep improving and never fall behind. So always want to be on the top of my game, and whether that's needs improving with the endurance side of things, or whether it be my craft work. But I guess I'm pretty happy with my endurance results at the combine, and definitely have to progress them even further now.
It must be good, Ben, when you start to see, you get the data, you know you've been working hard on that stuff, and you know you've been diligent at trying to improve, and then you get a beep result like that and all the other sort of associated data that comes with it. It must be a really kind of positive validation that all the stuff that you're doing is getting you to where, A, you want to be, and B, where you need to be.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of a reward for effort over the years. I think a lot of things have been sort of sacrificed by our parents and family and friends. So, it's just something that I have to do in my everyday life to make people proud. And I guess I love doing it and love the challenges that football faces, and I can't wait to get started, I guess.
And what about home? You put out this fantastic, I think it was on Instagram or Twitter, about your love for Morwell, and you said, look, it's hard to say goodbye despite the fact that you've recently had 6 pairs of shoes pinched from the front of your house. You've obviously got a great affection for where you're from. You haven't, you know, you studied there, you played all your footy there, your mates are from there, you've grown up there. Does the footy club take that into account in terms of allowing you to kind of transition from one to the other? And I know I asked you earlier whether it's going to be an easy transition for you to make, but how much will you miss, you know, what you've grown up with?
Yeah, I guess more than great for my development over the years. It's they gave me the opportunity to play at 15 years of age in the senior side, and also having schooling there and lots of family and friends have been great for my development. And I guess the transition coming from all into up to the Queensland and to the Gold Coast Suns, and it'll be a little bit difficult moving away from home, but as I said before, I love a challenge and can't wait to see what lies ahead.
What did you learn about footy, Ben? We're talking to Ben Ainsworth, picked up by Gold Coast last Friday. When you were suspended last year and you were injured and you spent a bit of time in the box alongside our great mate Lee Brown, who spent some time in the studio on Arvo's with Kenny Sheldon this year talking about the art of coaching. When you kind of sat next to Lee and you saw it from that side of the fence, did you learn any, did you sort of gain any insights into the game itself?
Yes, I did sit in the coach's box with Lee, and it's good to see it from a different perspective. And looking upon players that aren't doing the right things and then players who are doing the right things, it's, I guess it's a big learning curve. And you sometimes think, is that myself in that situation? Or, and it gives you, a brief indication as to where you are as a footballer and how you can improve on things that you might see from a different perspective.
You've seen a lot of these players, Ben, coming through the various kind of underage pathways. Give us the three, I don't know whether you're happy doing this, I hope you are, but the three best players that have been picked up in the same draft as you, who the rest of us, irrespective of who they got picked up by, the rest of us should be looking forward to watching play their footy. Who are the three that you'd say, okay, keep an eye on these three blokes?
I definitely have to say Will Brodie. He's standing next to me.
Right, okay.
He's a fantastic footballer. And as I said before, I've known him since I was about 15 years of age and come through all the ranks with him. And he's a great footballer. Probably Andy McGrath. I did have a bit of a battle with him through the year against Vic Metro, and he's just so athletic and has all the football smarts that a player needs. I'd probably say Jack Bowes, another one of my teammates. He's just really silky and smooth with his craft, and he'll be an exciting player for the Gold Coast Suns.
And are you backing yourself to be in the, I know it's a long way to go and you don't want to reach too far, but are you backing yourself to be in the side round one?
I'll put my best foot forward and do everything possible to push my claims to get in the round one side. But as you know, it's a pretty difficult process. And but I'll just do everything possible to push my claims.
Mate, everything you've done up until this point has obviously got you to where you are now. So keep going. Good luck. Gold Coast have got themselves an absolute beauty. I mean, they picked really smart at the draft the other night, and they've got 4 players in that first 10 who are going to hopefully take them a long way down the road. Congratulations on getting picked up at 4. Good luck with the move. We can't wait to see you do it at AFL level. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Andy. Cheers.
Good on you. Ben Ainsworth, picked up by the Gold Coast Suns out of the Gippsland Power via Morwell. He is a very, very good young player and is going to play a lot of good AFL footy for a long time.